This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Somebody was free falling last night at pickleball.
Did you go to pickleball last night?
Not funny. Okay, it was funny. It was funny.
Took a tumble?
When was the last time one of you fell? And I don't mean like you stubbed your toe grabbing the laundry at home. I mean you fell, the whole world saw it. You know, we have this universal thing when you fall that you look to your right and look to your left and see, did anyone just see that when I tripped?
They all saw it.
I fell so hard last night that I feel like I've been hit by a truck today.
Why are you laughing at her pain?
It's funny.
How cruel,
it's
Dan.
Funny.
Because why is falling so embarrassing? It's a universally embarrassing thing that we've all done. We all share in it.
You're proving that gravity works.
Nice. Nice.
So in my infinite wisdom, Dan, I'm playing pickleball. And you know there are certain things that Dana can do and certain things that Dana cannot do. And running is really not in my repertoire.
But you were seeking glory.
Yes, I was seeking glory. And I was playing too far back. And one of the men I was playing against just barely dinked it, barely over the net. And Dana, with her little midget legs and arms and no torso, thanks.
I got it!
Almost every year. Ever have a heavyset aunt fall down the steps? Make a whole lot of f***ing noise. It's scary, too, because they be calling Jesus on the way down. And aunts don't like to fall straight down the steps like a kid. They be trying to break the fall and hold it and stop the shit. And that just make the fall take a half hour then. Real loud, yeah, like.
Is that what it sounded like?
Why also when you do fall.
My shoe.
At
My
a
shoe.
Mature age. Why does it feel like everything is happening in slow motion while you know everyone is concerned but also laughing?
Because you're thinking, what am I going to do when I recover from this fall that makes it look right. That I intended to do it?
And you're also thinking, so this is how it ends.
Yeah, this was not an issue of gravity per se.
I'll be right there, Jesus.
It was an issue of physics.
Oh, Lord.
And momentum. Because as I am running for this ball that I'm never going to catch, I'm literally running for this ball. I got it. And I know I don't want to break both my wrists. I don't want to fall down. I shouldn't have even thought for a second I was going to get this ball.
Did Chariots of Fire Olympic boom, music boom, start boom, playing boom, boom, in your head?
I know right as I reach the ball, my little Tyrannosaurus Rex arms are not going to be able to reach this before it falls. What I didn't calculate in my brain is I now cannot stop the momentum of my body.
You're moving as fast as you've ever moved
ever
before.
Ever, as it is flying into the net. Oh, wait, there's more. The net was not affixed.
It was on wheels.
Oh, God.
Oh, Dan. I go flying into the net. The net goes flying under the weight of my body. The wheels go flying.
Did you destroy the net?
Well, thankfully it wasn't affixed, so it just toppled, I'm assuming.
Destroyed the net while whiffing at the ball. It became entangled all around me. Men were running. Babies were crying.
Cats were with dogs.
Time stood still. And all I remember seeing was the ball just go gonk, 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 right on past me. I think it donked me in the head.
All the while you were,
Lord Jesus Christ, help me, Lord, please, Jesus, please.
I woke up this morning. I swear to you, I feel like I've been in a car wreck.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thankful
You're
that
not
I didn't.
17 anymore.
I am not, and I'm thankful I did not break my wrists.
See, you used to make fun of me at pickleball because I would fall down.
Well, you would fall down because your knees are shot. It's even worse when you.
Well, we already knew that was.
When you can't stop the momentum of your own body trying to reach for a ball that your 4-inch arms are never going to reach.
Jesus, God, help me, Lord Jesus, help me! I'm falling out of steps, oh Lord Jesus.
The game had to stop. Everyone had to come over and try to revive the net. Forget Dana. The net's down. Can we even untangle this thing?
Please tell me you were stuck in the net. Please, dear God, tell me you were.
Scott, my wrist went through it.
Oh, so great.
And so, yeah. I
like
was,
a tuna? Like a dolphin? I can't get out. Well, we're not laughing at you. We're laughing with you.
I know you're laughing at me, as I would laugh at you. You flew through playing pickleball, Scott, not the net, but the webbing that goes around sort of as a barrier for spectators.
More than once.
You just went crashing
through
that.
Well, that was my commitment to the sport.
There was a couple times that you almost found the upright support beam. You missed it. Thank God.
How did he die? Well, he was impaled by an upright support beam.
Here's the most important question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there video?
Okay. There was a photo just prior.
Oh,
man.
There was not video. And it also, the noise it made, it sounded like I was falling down a wooden flight of stairs while holding an entire set of pots and pans.
Describe, please. My shoe.
What's even worse is the first thing I said was, I'm all right, but no one asked.
No one cared. That's the problem. That's so sad. That's so sad.
I got it.
Do you is your partner somebody you know, or is it somebody they pair you with?
It's a new team that we were just paired with 2 weeks ago. This is week three.
Is your partner a friend or just an acquaintance?
Yes. Well,
and she didn't come to your aid?
They did, but I was like, I'm good.
I'm so sorry I destroyed everything.
Now no one can play.
I'm not hurt. I'm just embarrassed.
The holes in the net are now bigger.
Bystanders are like, ooh, that escalated quickly.
It was so embarrassing. My back hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of sports, Kareem Hunt just got signed to the 53-man roster.
Oh, so he'll be playing.
We knew that was coming.
Are they playing this weekend or are they off this weekend?
I believe they're playing this weekend.
Yeah, I think they're playing.
Look, I was watching the Chiefs game this last weekend. We might have to call my mom. I'm just going to read.
Yeah, no.
I'm going to read the text that came in.
Well, they're playing the Chargers at 3:25 on Sunday.
I'm going to read the text that my girlfriend that was there just said, that fall was impressive. I sent this to Scott. This was the DM that came in from my mother during the Chiefs game. Hope you relax all day, get rested, and watch some football. Did I tell you, after I saw Patrick Mahomes' T-Mobile's commercial, I just switched us right over from AT&T to T-Mobile.
Merciful
did the same
Jesus.
With straight. Did the same with State Farm.
Oh, my God.
She's not joking, Dan. That woman has some sort of obsession that cannot be quantified with our quarterback. He's lucky that she's in Biloxi. I don't know that I could guarantee his safety if she were here and would happen to run into him.
Is she obsessed with him?
They have been with AT&T for 30 years. He sells it. She buys it.
Okay.
Looks like the restraining order is working, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't move to Biloxi because they wanted to.
Yeah.
That was court-ordered.
The Chiefs were like,
First
far
ever
away?
Court order with a 500-mile radius.
How far away can we get her?
We will call Big Juicy. Oh, my word.
You know, when he gets hurt, she goes, oh, baby! I mean, it's a thing. You have not lived until you watch a Chiefs game with that woman.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Coach, Jake from State Farm.
Well, Patrick, it's official.
You saved with home and auto insurance. You're the league's most valuable bundler.
MVB? Me?
He's surprised.
Advertising works.
Clearly in one home in Mississippi. Big Juicy on the hotline. Hey, hello, hey. Big Juicy. What's going on?
I love that commercial. What are y'all doing?
Are we talking to you on a T-Mobile phone right now?
Yes, you are.
Oh. Weren't you a loyal AT&T customer?
Yeah, we switched over because I saw a commercial that Patrick Mahomes was doing. So we switched. Craig goes, now I'm going to draw the line if he starts advertising for an expensive car. if he's for it, I'm for it.
Okay. What kind of shampoo do you use now, Big Juicy?
Head and Shoulders.
Of course you do.
Mom.
What's our go-to beverage on a night of drinking alcoholic beverages?
I don't drink anymore.
Well, if you did, it would be Coors Light.
That's right.
Mom, I wondered when you switched from your longtime insurance carrier to State Farm.
Yeah.
I sort of got, because the State Farm commercials are very funny. And I thought, I can see that because she loves Patrick Mahomes. But you're kind of now going down the list of all of his sponsors at a rate that is, it's interesting.
Concerning.
Okay.
I just love him.
Did you buy any athletic wear recently?
I saw that. Oh my God, he's on so many TV shows now. I just love seeing him.
If you were to buy a pair of sunglasses, maybe. Do you know what kind of brand you would go with?
I think they'd be Oakley Scott. We don't even need to go down the list. So I did ask Dad, Mom, last weekend. I asked Dad. I said, "You've got to send us some video of her watching the game because I said this. I verbalized this when I was watching the game. I said every single time Mahomes is in harm's way, or he's running with the ball and sliding. I said you have not lived until you watch my mom watching Patrick Mahomes, and it is an entire different experience to do that with you. And it brings me so much joy that I said to Dad, you need to send me some video of her watching him watching the game.
Well, we kind of get into it sometimes when Craig goes, "What are you doing?" And I'm going, "Stop it! You let him play."
Oh my word.
Craig was like, "What are you doing? Why did you throw?" You know, and I'm going, "Now, come on, don't do that."
Would you leave Craig for Patrick Mahomes if given the chance?
Oh, he's the age of her son, grandson.
I just love his whole family.
Well, Mom, I love you, and I want you to promise me that you'll send us some video of you watching the next, because I don't know I'm going to get down there this month. It'll probably be next month.
Well, I'll tell you, it's been some stressful times. A few, you know, when we get down there to the fourth quarter, I'm pretty upset. So.
I know it.
Well, you know the Chiefs pay the refs. You know that, right?
No, they don't.
People around any other part of the country, and I don't know how it is down south, they're all Saints fans, but people around any other part of the country, if you go on social media, they are mean. They do not like us.
We're America's favorite team now. What? And when we go in Mississippi, when we go places with our Chiefs shirt on, we always get some negative comments.
What do they say?
Dubbo. You didn't win that game the other day. They lost it. You know, they're just kind of giving us, they're just giving us grief, but we just laugh and we're just proud of them.
Well, I know you are. And I mean this in all sincerity. I don't know that I can guarantee anyone's safety. If they said something bad about Patrick in front of you, I would be very concerned.
Bless his heart.
Now, Big Juicy, if you're planning to visit anytime soon, the text line reminded us that Patrick Mahomes does advertise for a private jet company.
Uh-huh. For private jet? Oh, Lord, that'd be too expensive.
There is a line.
We love you, Big Juicy.
Love you, too.
Okay.
Y'all be good.
Good
Bye.
To talk to you on that T-Mobile phone.
Yeah. T-Mobile.
Bye.
State Farm.
Oh, my God.
Head and Shoulders.
Do you really think she uses Head
and
Shoulders?
Yes, I do. That woman would want dandruff. She would pray for it.
Just so she could use
head and shoulders.
Okay. Story here from the New York Post. Back in the saddle, Kevin Costner says he may not be done with Yellowstone.
Somebody needs some money.
Did somebody's last movie that they bankrolled themselves fail miserably at the box office?
Do they not want to lose their $100 million property?
In an interview with ET published today, the Oscar winner said that making the show, quote, has been a wonderful part of my life. And who knows, some things have a way of circling back. This sounds like a rock and roll band that ran out of money and they have to go back out on tour.
Remember like 6 to 8 months ago when he said that it was holding him back in his life?
He said he didn't even like the show anymore.
Weird how the messaging turns.
I haven't seen that dust trail coming toward me, but I've always been open to what I started. 5 seasons was a lot for us to do, and I think that story is not finished.
Oh!
Huh. By the way, the second half of season 5 will premiere on November 10th on Paramount Network. Let me tell you something. I was involved in a very short marriage. Season 5 started when I was still married. That is not a joke.
Oh, I know it's not. Hey, when we get back, do you, for your house, Scott, do you do the pipe to house coverage and the sewer to house coverage?
Home serve. No.
Okay. When we get back, I do have some coverage through Home Serve that I did not realize. I think I'm protected really from anything, including accidental dismemberment.
Earthquakes.
Fracking.
They don't frack around here.
This thing was going to automatically renew October 1st. I thought it was junk. I was going to throw it out. Thank God I did not throw this out. I opened it and it said, you are set to auto-renew. Auto-renew is going to be the death of me. I'm getting rid of all of it. October 1st for $200. And I want to ask people, I'm not saying this is not good coverage to have, but I did just notice at the bottom of this, it says some events may be excluded despite your Home Serve coverage. You got to read the fine print. I get that. Do you know how much money I think I've spent on Home Serve type? Like, not necessarily just that, but just in case things with the house that is now vacant.
Okay, I'm going to give you some unsolicited advice when we get back.
Is it not owning a home ever again? It was too much for me.
I think you and home ownership are not good friends.
I don't. I'm so happy in my little space that I can keep clean and I don't have to worry about things like sewer or water or lights.
I don't know if Home Serve is a scam or not. I know that they send me letters probably every 6 months and I put them in the recycling bin.
They made me click 4 times to cancel.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time I didn't click all the way through and it looks like it's canceled and it's not. You have got to quadruple down on I'm canceling. And then they want to know why. Well, I moved. Well, congratulations on your move, but are you sure you want to cancel? Yes.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Can I give you some unsolicited advice?
Yes, but I'm going to solicit it.
Okay. Because I am financially a little better.
You are more savvy than
I am. That's what I'm looking for. I'm not trying to say that.
When
it comes to saving money and not buying things you don't need.
Absolutely.
I'm a little bit better than you are.
Yep. But what if there's a sewer main break and then it's $45,000 to fix it and you?
Well,
you
what if there's a nuclear blast? I mean,
well, that would be worse than a sewer.
Live in the what is, not the what ifs.
What if the sinkhole opens up below your home?
Well, but I've had friends who had this happen, and you've got to bring in a backhoe, and I don't have the money for a backhoe.
Extremely rare.
So $200 a year, just follow me here. And that's just for sewer
that
and
you're
water.
You're never going to get back.
Okay. And I've been in that home 22 years. How many years have I? How much money is that?
$200 a year for 20 years?
Yeah.
$4,000.
That's still cheaper than a backhoe. Oh!
Did you ever need the backhoe?
No, but if I did. We are the most overinsured society in the world.
And the most underinsured society in the world. It goes both ways. But here's my unsolicited advice,
mm-hmm.
because you were the one who found out a couple of weeks ago that you were also double paying on a streaming service. You didn't realize you had two of the same streaming services.
Yeah, I've gotten rid of all of it. You'd be so proud of me.
Double paying streaming. She was double paying home insurance.
Yeah. Yeah. Waiting on that check. Oh my God. You just reminded me they owe me money. Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
Okay. If I were you, I would take everything you have except your cell phone account.
Yep.
Which is through AT&T or T-Mobile, whomever.
Yep.
Doesn't matter. I would take all of your streaming services. I would take anything that you subscribe to.
Mm-hmm.
SiriusXM. Maybe there's a magazine you like. I don't know. I don't care. Any newspapers, online newspaper
right.
subscriptions.
Right.
I would cancel all of them.
Yep.
And start over.
Ground zero, baby.
I am so far ahead of you. I did one more. We were talking about this the other night. You know what I did? You're not going to believe it. It's so mind-clogging to me when I had that house, the weight of all of it. That I am just shutting down my bank account. Because follow me here. It is easier.
Because there's nothing left.
Burn. Sick burn.
Just shut it down. No need for it anymore.
No. Follow me here. It is easier to shut down my main checking. And I'm over at UMB anyway for most of my other stuff. It is easier just to start all over with a separate
wise.
Account with UMB and shut down my other account because I'm worried now that I've started to move everything over that there's going to be stuff flooding in and out that I hadn't even thought about.
Do you ever sit down and do like a monthly budget?
You are going to be so proud of me. We are doing those things, Sam. And I...
Okay, have you ever done?
Yes.
Okay.
When she was 16.
I have always said
and
this.
And just opened her first account after getting that job at Sonic.
When I was in my 20s. And I think you would agree with this, Scott. It was so much easier to manage all of it when you didn't have any of it. Like, I think my sure. paychecks were like, what were they back then, Scott? $600, $900, I don't even know what.
Oh.
So we had
on
enough
a good month.
When we started out. We had enough just to pay the mortgage.
Just to get by.
Groceries and gas.
Yeah.
We didn't have the luxury, if you even call it that, of clogging the banking system with Venmo and all of the other stuff that happens, let alone college and all those things. And so I've always said for some people, not for all people, but for me, it was so much easier to manage it and track it when I didn't have it. You start talking thousands of dollars in and thousands of dollars out, my head just wants, it explodes.
But here's the deal, and I know you guys make fun of me for writing checks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think the auto withdrawal is where everybody went wrong.
Maybe.
Because
there's just so many of them. If you have one or two, it's not a big deal.
Yeah, but and that's what I have. I have like auto withdrawal on two things that I know of. Everything else I write a check for. And you guys can make fun of me and that's fine. I get it. No, I get it. But I don't end up writing two checks to
right.
Google Fiber. Right. I don't write two checks to YouTube TV.
Do you have carbons under your checks?
I used to, but
okay.
not anymore.
Okay. Now we're getting somewhere.
He has the matching ledger in a leather-bound book.
I'm telling you, I've joked. I don't think I'll ever own a home again. I don't know that that's true because I do understand that it's, you know, it's a substantial amount of money every month that I'm not getting any equity out of it.
That is correct.
However, I did not realize the freedom I would feel with that loft. It is one check. That's it. All of it.
You don't pay utilities?
Nope. It's all wrapped in. It's all wrapped in.
They pay the electricity?
Except Evergy. You want to know what my Evergy bill is? currently in my vacant house?
Well, when you have somebody below you, somebody above you, and somebody on each side of you, you only have one exterior wall.
$60.
I bet it's very small.
Dollars.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what my current Evergy bill is at the home that will not sell, that shall not be named or spoken of ever again? It's $400.
For 1 month?
With the air cranked all the way high so it's hot inside. It's $400.
Dana, in fairness, the previous owner of my home was just a savant, and he over-insulated the house, and I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Our Evergy bill last month was $220.
I don't understand that. Ours is on average pay?
No.
Oh, I'm on average pay. So, yeah, you get dinged in January way higher. But you get dinged in August way higher.
We did not. Our August bill was $220.
Are you one of those people that keeps it like 85 degrees?
70. Very comfortable.
All right. Okay.
I'm telling you, the guy who owned the house before us over-insulated that house.
My whole life, all I wanted was the big house. And I'm telling you, now that I've gotten rid of it, I feel lighter. I'm not saying this for everybody. I'm saying for me.
It's not for me.
I don't know that I will ever go back to that. That's how happy it makes me.
Every couple of months, I sit down and I print off every single item that I pulled out of my bank account. And I highlight the ones that are stupid and that I shouldn't be spending money on. And I put all of that in an Excel spreadsheet, and I realize, you didn't have this much money because you were stupid and spent this much money on frivolous things.
Okay, tell me, what do you consider frivolous, Sam?
That's a good idea, Sam. That's a really good idea.
So if it says QT inside, that means I went inside Quick Trip and spent money on something. There's a solid chance that I didn't need that item from QT inside.
Maybe you were feeling hypoglycemic and you wanted to get
You, I know you don't believe this. I don't spend on frivolous things.
Okay, we're going to go to break.
Do you know where I think I could plug some holes, but I don't want to? No, please.
The club?
No.
Eating out.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo.
Well, that's frivolous spending because you do eat out a lot.
It's not frivolous to me. I love the wings at Red Door Grill.
Well, then,
shameless plug. They're not even a client. I eat there all the time.
Okay.
The bill's like $30.
That's a lot for a meal.
Yeah, it is. For one person?
I get wine.
There it is.
Frivolous spending.
Why don't you get the wings, a glass of water, and grab a bottle of wine on the way home? Because that bottle of wine, I guarantee you, is what they're going to charge for a glass of
it. You're right. I'm telling you, I am admitting that the holes in the colander of my existence, it's definitely with eating out.
It sucks, but do it every couple of months. It takes less than an hour to do. Just print it all out, highlight the stupid stuff.
See, we rarely eat out.
I would go through all of them and be like, nope, I don't see anything stupid here.
That was quick. That's exactly right.
Necessary.
Oh, yeah, Red Door Grill, seven days.
Put that highlighter right on back in the drawer.
7 days in a row, Red Door Grill. My gosh, where did my money go? But I'm telling you, we rarely eat out. And that's not that we don't enjoy it. We do. But like for dinner tonight, we're having Alfredo linguine with scallops.
I made chicken salad last night.
That we will be making at home. It's going to taste just as good as Olive Garden.
I think it's going to be fine. Well, I wouldn't go there.
I would.
Love some Olive Garden.
Olive Garden's my favorite restaurant.
I am getting better. I am not going to stop going to Red Door and eating my wings. I like the camaraderie at the bar.
Okay. Somebody on the text line has a great point about some frivolous spending of late.
Yep.
How about the Chinese sweaters for the mature woman?
I bought two of them.
And did you need them?
$26. Yes, I'm freezing.
They were not. They were $98 together.
Well, that's divided by two. Then you add shipping.
Okay, well, the total number is $98.
I'm just telling you what the final was.
We don't need to justify the breakdown.
It's in my bag. That's what I'm wearing to dinner tonight with my daughter.
That's fine, but did you need? I mean, you have
you know what I don't need?
Me and your grill telling you about spending?
I don't need a $400 Evergy bill. Do you know what else came in today that was $400? It's obscene. Wastewater.
How many times you flush the toilet?
$400 I owe today to Johnson County Wastewater. I don't even know how that's possible. We aren't living there.
Dana, it's impossible.
You want to see the bill? It came in today and I about died.
It's impossible that your electricity is $400.
Nobody's at home.
I called them and I spoke to a very nice woman and I said, look, this house is vacant. There is no way this is $400. I'm guessing I'm on auto, like average pay. I would like to be taken off average pay so that my average goes way down because nobody's there. This is what I hear. No, No, if we took it off average pay, you owe $800. I swear to Moses, she's 2 weeks ago.
So
I did
wait
this.
A minute. So your August bill, your August electric bill, would have been, all things considered, $800.
She said, if you come off average pay, it's $800.
There is no way that is even possible.
Did you leave the fridge open?
No, I'm telling you, Sam, there's nobody there. It is vacant.
There's no way. Dana, I'm telling you, you're not doing a great sales pitch right now. If you want to pay $800 a month for your electricity at this house.
Look at this wastewater. I just sent this on today, and I was like, oh, my God.
Now, is wastewater like...
Look at this. Total amount due. What does that say?
$431.60.
Due in October.
October 21st. Did you forget to pay a month?
No!
What is your usage?
There's nobody there. Who's flushing toilets? Do I have people breaking into the house flushing my toilets?
Well, it'll tell you your usage.
But is wastewater also like if you take a shower, if you water the lawn?
No, I think wastewater's just...
That's right, because you have water district number one
yes.
that I write a check to. Dana, there's something wrong.
I'm telling you, when you always laugh, where does your money go? My bills are mind-blowing high. I haven't even gotten to auto insurance. We're supposed to talk about that.
You need to go down to Johnson County Wastewater, walk in with that bill, and say no one has lived in the house for a month. For 2 months. How can I even have a bill?
I did pop in a couple times to flush the toilets because you don't want that smell.
Did you?
That is not $800.
That's not.
$200 a flush? Good God, Johnson County.
How many times you flush?
There wasn't even anything in
215
there.
215 times? I don't get it, Dana.
Well, this is why I am so happy not at some point having these bills.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, interest prices or interest rates are going down.
The interest rates are going down.
I'm gonna, because I pay the mortgage. T pays the bills. I'm gonna ask her what our wastewater bill was.
Ask her what wastewater is, and ask. And I think wastewater is billed every other month. I think it's every other month. Ask what wastewater is, and ask her what energy was.
Are you sure no one's squatting in it?
No.
I'm writing it right
Maybe,
now,
Sam. I'm telling you, if there was a squatter in that house, I would die. Laughing. That would end up
would you
being
just give it to
the
him?
Most gloriously hilarious. I would quit claim deed that thing tonight. How funny would that be if there's just been someone living in my attic and we've done stories on that and I didn't realize there was someone living there? Hello?
All right.
Hello?
I'm waiting to hear back.
Why are the phones ringing?
Because everybody thinks that this is insane. You can't possibly owe $431 for flushing toilets and using a shower.
I'm telling you,
and actually, I think wastewater is just flushing the toilet.
I'm going to view invoice. Did I not just turn the computer
you did.
And
it's
show
$431. I saw it. I mean, if my jaw's on the floor, I can only imagine what yours was. That's
Would
insane.
You like to guess the average wastewater cost?
Oh, good God.
I'm going to guess it's $35 a month.
Wow, that is spot on.
Because that's what ours is. $35 a month.
That is exactly $35 a month. You
this
get 1,000 gallons of wastewater.
Usage charge $191.25. It breaks it down. I'm telling you.
From the text line, I'm telling you it's the sprinkler system. I have a sprinkler system. Our bill is not even close. By the way, here, I just got the totals from T.
Okay.
You ready?
A year ago, by the way, follow me here. I used 14,000 gallons of water in this billing cycle a year ago. Guess what I just used this year?
How much?
19,000. No one is home.
When we get back, I will share you our totals for wastewater.
I think I have
and
a squatter
Evergy.
Of like a family of 12.
I think you've got a leak somewhere. Let's just go over the numbers again real quick. Your wastewater bill was what again?
$430-something.
I just heard from T. Ours in the month of August was $26.
Two six.
That is a difference of 405 for those keeping track.
Thank you, Sam!
And your Evergy in an empty house?
Mm-hmm.
It was what?
$400.
In our full house, $239.
Okay.
That is a difference of one. Oh, sorry.
Good for the program. Shut up, Sam. Good friend of the program, Brian, just wrote and said, Dana, you have to have a leak somewhere
yes.
or all of your toilets are running, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're not running. I've been there.
They're not making that.
No.
noise when they're constantly refilling.
Do you think it's possible someone's siphoning off of me, like
a band
of gypsies and all of their friends?
In your neighborhood, highly unlikely.
You might have a flapper on one of your toilets that is not perfectly sealed, meaning it wouldn't run all the time. It would fill up and then leak slowly and then fill back up and then leak slowly. So you could hear it shut off. And then since nobody's there, it just makes the sound like it's flushing all the time. And you have no idea.
Sam, I do have one of those upstairs at my home. And I'll remind you.
A slow leak flapper?
Mm-hmm.
You should get that fixed.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
But I will remind you, last year's monthly bill was $26.
Thank you.
You want a strong seal.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Please go to Aaron, who I believe has helpful information.
Well, I did.
Like the dinglings I work with. Aaron, hello.
Hello. So, a couple of things. You should call the water department and have them come out and check your meter. And because most water meters now are digital. And so, they report back of how much usage there is to them automatically. So, they don't have to send someone out every time to check them. So they don't know whether they're broken or not. So it could be reporting erroneously.
Aaron, I actually, for the first time ever, I took the phone number down. It says, need help? Contact us. I will be calling tomorrow. Because the fact that the usage was 14,000 gallons in this time frame last year, and it's 19,000 gallons now, would suggest that there's a problem.
There is a leak or a bad meter.
I would even argue that 14,000. Yeah, that was too many.
They've broken into my house and they are squatting in my attic, but showering on a loop constantly all day, every day.
They are the freshest smelling gypsies in all of American history, if that's the case. Very fresh smelling.
A single family home typically tops out at 11,400 gallons.
Oh my God, it's vacant!
There's a hole in a pipe somewhere.
There's a hole in the bucket.
We were joking about a sinkhole, but if there is a hole in a pipe somewhere, that might not be a joke.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.